VOA News, I'm Liz Pelka.
I personally had to shoulder much of the responsibility.
That's Hong Kong's chief executive Carrie Lam offering an apology Tuesday for the political crisis and unrest sparked by a controversial extradition bill. The bill would have allowed extradition to mainland China. Lam says work on the bill was over until it expires in July next year, and she pledged to stay and finish the remainder of her term. An apology not enough for some of those still protesting. Members of the Civil Human Rights Front in Hong Kong say they're angry that Lam is refusing to step down.
All of our demands of Carrie Lam stepping down, withdrawal of the bill, and also hold the police accountable are all ignored.
Opposition to the bill has driven repeated mass protests in Hong Kong this month. Organizers said 2 million people turned out Sunday. Chinese President Xi Jinping called for cooperation in a phone call with U.S. President Donald Trump Tuesday. This comes as Trump says he'll hold trade talks with Xi next week at a summit of nations in Japan. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
In an escalating trade dispute with Beijing, President Trump has already imposed 25% tariffs on $250 billion in Chinese imports. The goal is to pressure Beijing to stop stealing American technology. Trump tweeted today that U.S. and China negotiating teams will meet before his meeting with the Chinese leader at the Group of 20 Nations in Japan. U.S. businesses are pushing for Trump not to expand his tariffs to $300 billion in goods from China, or at least spare those imports that are extremely important to their customers. Shelley Adler, Washington.
President Xi will also make a state visit to North Korea this week. This is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Department has released new photographs it says are more proof that Iran attacked two foreign oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman last week. This comes as acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan announces the deployment of about 1,000 more troops to the Middle East for what he said were defensive purposes. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani responding Tuesday, saying his country is not seeking to wage war against any nation. Rouhani stressing that it will withstand mounting U.S. pressure and emerge victorious. Former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi was buried Tuesday after his dramatic collapse and death inside a Cairo courthouse Monday. Now activists are raising concerns about his health. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Mohamed Morsi's Brotherhood Party has accused the government of assassinating him through years of poor prison conditions. The group demands an international investigation into his death and has called on Egyptians to protest outside Egyptian embassies across the world. Egypt's chief prosecutor says Morsi's body will be examined to determine the cause of death. State TV, citing an unnamed medical source, says he died after suffering a heart attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump says Guatemala will soon sign an immigration agreement. That safe third country protocol would force migrants who flee persecution in El Salvador and Honduras to request asylum in Guatemala instead of Mexico or the United States. The European Union on Tuesday is calling on its members to accelerate efforts to meet 2030 climate goals. A review showed them on track to meet the overall emissions reduction goal, but falling short of other specific targets. As EU leaders debate whether to target going carbon neutral by 2050 at a summit later this week, the audit showed the 28-nation bloc on track to meet its headline pledge of cutting emissions by 40% by 2030. Here's Miguel Arias-Canete, the European Commissioner for Climate Action and Energy.
With these plans, we have all the tools needed to achieve the 2030 targets. But that is not enough. Member states now have the responsibility to address the Commission recommendations, to improve their plans, and to have an instrument to be able to deliver on our 2030 targets.
UN negotiators in several EU nations are pushing for the bloc to show leadership ahead of global climate talks by increasing its goals. Chinese officials said Tuesday the death toll from two strong earthquakes in the country's southwestern Sichuan province had risen to at least 12 people. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
Best music.